We'd like to take a moment now to remember the two people killed and the several people injured by the bomber. On March 2nd, Anthony Stephen House died when a device left on his front porch exploded. He was 39. His friends called him Stephen. He was a father.
He ran track in high school. His former classmates say House was an exceptional athlete who was both quiet and well-liked. Stephen House had also known tragedy himself. His friend Jeff Lewis says when House was a teenager, his older brother was murdered.
I found him to be very resilient and focusing on the positive and moving forward. And that's not something I say I could have done at that age and that mindset. And I really held him in high regard and respected him for the way that he handled that entire situation.
On March 12th, Draylen Mason was killed in his home in East Austin by a package bomb. His mother was critically injured by the bomb. A fundraising website set up to support the family says mother and son were preparing for a morning workout. Draylen Mason was 17. Sherelle Prince had known him since preschool and called him the true definition of a friend.
There for you, like really there for you, like maybe not sometimes physically, but he's there to like listen to you, there to like see you cry, there for when you need advice, you know, there when you just need a laugh.
Mason was a double bass player. His teachers and mentors say he was gifted.
He just like always radiated positivity.
Dana Weigmans taught Mason for many years.
And he was such a leader, and people listened to him.
Draylen was a high school senior and was applying to college music programs. He was a member of the Austin Soundwaves. Here, he's practicing with them.
The bombings wounded several others, including a 75-year-old Latina woman injured on March 12th and two men in their 20s who were injured Sunday by an explosive device that was left on the side of the road. Authorities have not released their names.
Original reporting for this story was done by Audrey McGlinchey and Claire McInerney of KUT in Austin. Our thanks to them.